If you were to draw a picture titled Safety, what would be in it? The first picture that comes to my mind is a anthropomorphic Dalmatian in a fireman suit with a fire extinguisher running into a blazing schoolhouse. Yeah, so that happened.
I would have fireman, fire extinguisher. I guess I'm really worried about fires.
See, I don't know, because I always thought police, but after dating you for 2 years and reading so many articles on police brutality, I don't even know if they are safe, but I don't know. I think if it had to be a picture, it might just be, the word safe.
Your picture of safety is just the word safe.
Who can you really feel safe around these days?
Right now, I'm getting this image of a police officer, a white male police officer. So you see the picture of the man, and above it, it's a safety question mark.
Maybe it'll be like our apartment. I feel very safe here.
Me too.
Okay.
I would draw a picture
Home.
I probably would draw a picture of a house, and in it would be my family.
Family and
myself with my family and friends.
And my pets.
Because that's where I feel safety.
When you have other people around you that love you, and you're always kind of taken care of in the end.
This picture will show old house with very thick walls surrounded by olive trees. Outside, the sun will be sharp, but the shadows will be comforting.
I would draw an open house. If somebody wants to seek some help, a refugee, the people in this house will try their best to help these people.
It will be a city with a bunch of people inside.
I guess of all different colors and sizes, all holding hands in a circle.
The one thing I see is a circle, one huge person, the little arms just hugging, and then everybody inside.
I guess it would be a picture of a mother holding her daughter.
I remember when I was the deepest in love I've ever been, I was being held by my boyfriend at the time. I remember thinking, I feel safe. So I think it would be two people, gender nonspecific, holding each other with a deep embrace.
It would be a hand, and it would be clutching a sheet really, really hard. It's clutching in a way that wants to hang on to it. It's not clutching in a way that is scared. I had an idea for that drawing, and I call it Cunnilingus. And to be honest, I think safety is a good title for it.
It would be a cup that's completely surrounded by wool.
A cartoon character blanket cloak that kind of just drapes over me.
A picture of myself kind of curled up inside the roots of a tree.
Half of the picture up would be all the things that are on top of the world, and then half of the picture down would be all the roots and all the animals that live underneath, and then little red band-aids everywhere.
For some reason, I keep seeing an image with bars all around me.
I imagine a cage, someone in a cage holding onto the bars.
Because I feel even in the environments where I feel safest, in my home or school, I feel I'm still not 100% safe all the time.
I would probably draw isolation. That's the only time you're really ever safe.
There's really nothing. Nobody's safe anywhere. We are such fragile beings. I would paint this very elaborate fallout shelter filled with every safe thing that you possibly could use to survive for a long time.
A dot in the middle of a blank page. Because all you would want to do in all of that vastness is to get to that cozy little dark nook and crawl inside and stay there. Center of a black hole,
First thing that comes to mind is a black hole, so I don't know what that means. Okay, so it's a painting, and it's swirls, circling into the spiral and the dot in the middle, and it's very orange colors on the outside, and it turns blue, 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 until it's black inside. That's my image. There you go.
I'm just thinking of a lot of natural life. Ponds, rivers, forests, green, a lot of green.
It's funny because in nature, everything's just eating each other.
A demonstrative depiction of traffic signals, letting you know when it is safe to pass.
An image of the Fukushima nuclear reactor on a perfectly clear and sunny day. Fukushima was this terrible tragedy. So much of it could have been prevented had we truly understood what safety means.
We live in a society that we have to function in the world with other people.
I think the truth about safety in Fukushima was the idea that so many people sacrificed themselves to try to get people out of there. That's safety.
The inability to recognize that, the fact that we make ourselves so insular amid a population that is so burgeoning, is dangerous. I guess traffic lines are a metaphor for that for me.